How good is the United Nations at promoting peace? That's the subject of a book that has just been published by the UN Cultural Agency UNESCO in collaboration with Abat Oliver University in Barcelona. It looks at how 32 UN entities approach the task of peace building, bringing their own areas of expertise to the challenge. For UNESCO, this has involved practical project based on its founding principles, which call for the intellectual and moral solidarity of humankind. These include the reconstruction of the Timbuktu mausoleums in Mali and work to prevent violent extremism in Central America. Nada Al-Nashif, UNESCO's Assistant Director General for Social and Human Sciences, explains to Daniel Johnson of UN News.
Whether it was the reconstruction of the Timbuktu mausoleums in Mali, which brought back a cultural heritage to a people for whom it was an integral part of identity and therefore consolidated the peace that was going on. Our work now in Colombia to consolidate the peace process, understanding how young people need skills to reintegrate in their social settings, in their communities, working in the favelas of Brazil, which we do. A big project now, for example, in Central America, looking at communication and information technology to combat violent extremism, gang violence, in the case of Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Working around the Mediterranean basin, sure, SESAMI and science diplomacy is one of the biggest initiatives, very high level, but we're also working with young women and men in Gaza to understand freedom of the press and celebrate certain milestones in an opening up in societies that are really been torn apart by, I think, a continuing occupation, but also in settings with this influx of refugees, whether it is in Jordan and Lebanon, working to educate refugee children in schools, and again to restore some of the fabric of cultural preservation and some of those critical things that we do there.
Now, the book is all about how the network of UN agencies and organizations and peace missions work. So could you maybe tell me how we're all pushing in the same direction? Are we pushing in the same direction?
The good news is that we are. I mean, I think for many years we all harbored this suspicion that we weren't doing enough together, and we probably can do even more. But I think we understand that this impact that we are all targeting, that the Secretary General has pushed us to, the anchoring of the SDGs and human rights, the targeting of social justice, is not possible one by one. More and more, this book is about how much we do together. And it's the beginning of that, I think, narrative which we need to strengthen much more. Delivering as one is not a myth, it's happening on the ground. And whether it is in a country like Mali or Colombia, where we are really working, again, with very strong guidance support from our national counterparts. This is about national ownership. It's not the UN doing for, it's with very much. We have very good initiatives in the youth area, let me say, because everyone works on young people. UNFPA, UN Women, UNICEF, working with the ILO, working with refugees, to understand better what are the levers that can make a difference and where we have success stories, how we can replicate, how we can upscale. This is about Comprometidos, business entrepreneurship platform in Central America and South America, which we are expanding. It's about a network of Mediterranean youth around the Mediterranean basin, the Generation WhatsApp in Asia. Each one of these initiatives, we really are trying to bring the best of the UN together around converging mandates, but most importantly, comparative advantages, which we know are different.